Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria gaan vandag op na 30 grade. Johannesburg en Emmeloglyn 27.
Goeiemôre, ek lus die reken in Pretoria op Trigardweg. Verkeer se buitewerking op Union Lane.
In your sport, New Zealand power into the semi-finals of the Champions Trophy and wins for Ducks, Shimlers and Marties in round 2 of the Varsity Cup.
Beerdkrag is verlaag na fase 2.
While the recovery of the emergency reserves is progressing well, further replenishment is required to reach sufficient levels. These positive developments support our ongoing focused efforts to stabilize the power supply and ensure reliability.
Eskom woordvoerder Daphne Mukwena sê 8 van die 10 eenhede wat oor die naweek by 3 kragstasies van lyn af gegaan het, werk nou weer. Daar is nog geen bevestiging tot wanneer ons met beerdkrag sal moet saamleef nie. Na die suidweste van Tshwane, waar 6 verdagte geldbare rowers gisteraand in 'n skietery met die polisie dood is, die adjunk provinsiale kommissaris vir polisieering in Gauteng, Fred Kekana, het hom na die toneel gehaas waar hy bevestig het 'n 7de verdagte is ook in hegtenis geneem.
The Audi that they were using is confirmed hijacked during December at Cleveland. Through intelligence as they are busy, they could establish that this team of robbers, this group of robbers, they are not only operating in Gauteng, but other provinces like Free State, Northwest, and we have two scenes which have been confirmed that they were involved in.
Kekana het aan SABC News gesê hulle vermoed dat hier dieselfde bende was wat verlede week ook 'n geldwaa by 'n winkelsentrum in Attridgeville beroof het. Nog verdagtes word gesoek. Die skietery het plaasgevind juist terwyl Gauteng premier Panyaza Lesifi sy provinsiale rede in Pretoria gelewer het. Hy het aan inwoners om verskoning gevra vir die watertekorte en veral die waterkrisis oor dele van Johannesburg.
We can't claim to be a smart province and we still subject our people to this stone age problem. We have taken a decision that the power failures in this water pumping station will be taken over by Eskom immediately and city power so that we don't have this problem in our province again.
In Huldeblyke stroom in na die dood van pop en R&B sanger en liedjie-skrywer Roberta Fleck.
The first time ever I saw your face.
Fleck is gisteraand dood in die ouderdom van 88. Sy het in haar loopbaan 5 Grammys gewen en het 6 top 10 treffers gehad. Haar laaste album is in 2012 vrygestel. En terug by die huis, nog 'n geel vlak 2 waarskuwing is uitgereik vir erge donderstorms en harde reën, die keer oor die noordelike en sentrale dele van Limpopo. Pretoria en Rustenburg op 30, Johannesburg en Emmeloglyn 27, Mbombela 29, Polokwane 28. As jy op reis is, Kaapstad 27, Klibbega 23, Durban 29 en Bloemfontein 32 grade. Ek skryf dit Susan, the top story at this hour. We are now in stage 2 of load shedding.
Jacarin FM's Good Morning Angels.
Arinska Adlunk, she's a grade 2 teacher from Stanerton, and she told us the horrible news about how their family home burned down.
My boat opgestaan en toe hy afstap sit kommer toe te sien hy net rook en vlamme. Daar was net water gewees nie, die brandweer het daar aangekom. Hulle het die vuur probeer blus, maar dis nie genoeg water nie. Toe wag ons vir die munisipale trok en toe teen daai tyd is die huis half wat deurgebrand gewees.
Is almal okay?
Almal is okay. Daar was net 2 hondjies wat ons nie kon red nie.
Dis verskriklik.
We would love to donate from our Naked Difference Fund, 50,000.
Van die Good Morning Angels Fonds se kant gaan ek ook sommer so R50,000 ingooi.
So what we'd like to do is provide all of the paint coatings to get that house back to its former glory.
We'd like to donate all the labor on this project.
There was an anonymous angel that's going to donate another 50,000.
Oh!